Hello and welcome to the monthly ESP Lab and Spiritual Science Conference Call. This is Sammy, and I'm the president of the organizations, and we wish you a beautiful day. It's a beautiful rainy day here at Lab Headquarters. We have big fat pears on the trees, and we have delicious red grapes on the vine. So we are feeling fine this morning, and I would like to start with an opening affirmation. And our theme for our newsletter and our lab for the month of September is a healthy, happy, holy harvest, and blessed befall y'all. Let's celebrate our love today. Let's live, love, laugh, and be happy as we celebrate our lives today. Let us tune in to the good light with the power of spirit as the celestial wheel turns to fall equinox. With 49 years and 7 months of ESP Labs fun and joy, our opening paragraph is dedicated to you in touch with spirit to receive the superpower to magnificently achieve. Let us count our many blessings and know they are multiplied as we touch our power star and accept new good fortune with all that is needed and much, much more. We are thankful for our participating membership and the legacy of Al Manning with 40 years of his stewardship of ESP Lab and Spiritual Science. Let us celebrate as money falls out of the sky. Let us celebrate the good days to be alive with good dreams coming to life with a dynamic, healthy, happy, holy autumn season for each participant. So mote it be. Let us count and multiply many new explosive blessings as they flow in. And let's breathe, relax, smile, have fun, and win, knowing that today and every day is a precious gift. So I'd like to announce that our new corporation, Spiritual Science, has been deemed tax-exempt by both the Franchise Tax Board and the IRS. So we are thankful for this. It was over 100 hours of work by myself plus others and a year wait on the IRS, but now that is behind us. So we ask you to keep the blessings flowing because it is harvest time, and we are reminded of the necessary step of planting the seeds. And today the moon is in Scorpio, and the water signs, especially Scorpio and Pisces, are the most fertile time to plant your physical and your magical seeds. So, especially when the moon is increasing. So we are planting our seed today of a little sparkle of magic coming your way. Our thought process needs to flow in the same way. We need consistency over time with care. So plant your thought seeds with me, with love. Nourish them with care in order to reap the benefit. And yes, the laws of karma and nature hold true no matter what your religion. We all reap what we sow. We're now going to turn to a blue light meditation, which is our color for September. And we ask that you breathe and relax and celebrate the blue light of the infinite sky and the infinite blue ocean washing over you through your throat chakra and charging your aura with light. So let us turn to the creative infinite power of the blue light, healing, protection, peace with success. Let's play and have fun with the blue light blue of the sky as we experience this living, loving laughter of creativity and infinity, the power of the blue light. Let us tune into the blue sky high and the blue ocean below, experiencing blue light emanating with whirling, sparkling energy from your throat chakra. This is on the ray of the power and energy transforming personalities of Jupiter, Zeus, Marduk, Raphael, Shiva, Athena, and Thor. And you can keep your color meditation neutral and not name any power personality. But in any case, experience wholeness, wellness, peace, protection, success with the power of the blue light. Let's make this our third or extra light attunement period for each day of September and know that you are uplifted and helped by participating. Play with us and find a peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God if the term is A-okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks. Know there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. And then, when you feel ready, invite the light to turn an electric blue color and continue. I feel the sparkling blue light flooding my aura and being with its love and creativity, with super cleansing, healing, growth, and strength, with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing powers, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth, with laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra fun with love. Let it burn, love, and laugh away, purify, and or completely annihilate anything that is near us that is blocking our abilities to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of our lives. Let us accept good cheer and good health with celebration, charisma, and success. Let us be filled to the happy overflowing point now with love, and then let us gladly share our good by directing the energy to flow out to today's special night members and each one who is participating in our conference call, and on through personal experiences to our ESP lab. Let us feel thanks with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the great energy flows back to me, and let us give thanks for the privilege of sharing the light. And now I would like to make a commentary on, I want to make a commentary on fall equinox. And let's harvest the best and leave the rest. Our founder, Al Manning, wanted an organization that was free from dogma, so we could pursue new frontiers of spiritual and psychic exploration. Thus, the ESP Lab was born, and of course, in the broad spectrum of humanity, there are many perspectives on religion and God. I'm going to step out onto the front porch, just experience the vitality of the rain spirits and the wind spirits and the mountain spirits as I read this, because it is a fabulously beautiful day, and it is definitely a fall equinox day as the oaks start turning orange and the aspens are golden. Of course, in the broad spectrum of humanity, there are as many perspectives on religion, God, and the nature of reality as there are human beings. Since the religion of the ESP Lab is like that of the United States, we celebrate the freedom to choose our religious perspective. Of course, each one of us is unique in our perspective, just like everyone else. Al Manning and Sam Rose and the ESP Lab are eclectic, which can be defined as selecting what appears to be best in various doctrines, methods, or styles. In the lab, many of us are eclectic, and others are Jews, Catholics, Protestants, Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, Native Americans, proud pagans, and followers of ancient perspectives. Let us move beyond the dogmas of individual religions and turn to the universal light in all with a meditation offered by Al Manning. and I quote from Al, "The mystic light is real and will help you. No need to worry about overexposure or taking more than your share. There is abundance for all. We suggest you tune in to this powerful spiritual energy at least upon arising and at bedtime. Just sit quietly and picture yourself basking in a beam of bright white light as if a searchlight were beaming down on you from the ceiling above your head. Let the wonderful energy bathe you for a few minutes, then affirm, I accept the loving help of the living light. It flows into all areas of my life expression, making my path easy, healthy, prosperous, loving, and meaningful. I promise myself and the infinite to devote a significant part of the results of this help to promote my own spiritual growth and contribute to all the progress of mankind. I thank the infinite source of all for this magnificent help. Coming with your ESP Lab October newsletter is a suggestion to tune into the orange light, which helps to bring illumination and mental clarity. This is especially helpful to dispel the confusion that naturally occurs with the pending Mercury retrograde this October 4th through October 25th. As you turn to the orange illuminating light, fill yourself up with it. Let it fully charge your aura with infinite cosmic energies. Then send the energy out through your solar plexus, bringing you a personal connection to the infinite source of all, and then all sparks of light everywhere. Celebrate your oneness with light. As we celebrate our oneness with life, let us remember that to play is the way. As Pan told Al, the dirtiest four-letter word in our language is work. In order to enjoy it all together, we need to shift our focus to play. Seriousness is just a cover-up for fear, fear that we can't achieve our immediate goals. Playing at a task changes the philosophy from work to fun. That's the way life ought to be, and everything goes much better that way. Brothers and sisters, let us learn to play together as we grow in the light, as we harvest the love, light, peace, joy, abundance, with good health, and peace of mind with an abundant autumn equinox. Happy new moon and fun Halloween. Let's do it. And let's leave behind that which holds us back. And now I'm going to step back into my office and we're going to burn some sage and offer up a ceremony to tune us into the power of love. And as I burn the sage, I have Western tie that belonged to Al, and it's a Thunderbird. And so get your water together, your prayer together, and I am going to offer up, I have a silver Ishtar star here, and I have my staff and my Thunderbird tie, Western tie, that belonged to Al Manning. And before I light the candle, and we have a blue candle on our power star today with our power star facing to the north, and I'm facing to the north, I'm going to offer up this sage. And I ask you to lend me your minds, for we are magical minds, and let us, in our minds, create a circle of unity. And we are many in the ESP Lab, and we are worldwide, and we have folks from all over here today. And so we want to thank you for coming, and we want to bless you for coming. And we're going to offer up this sage, and I'm lighting it now. It's White Mountain Sage. And it's burning. And I'm offering it up. And I'm saying, thank you, Mama Universe, for blessing my home, our lab, this circle, and everything within it.
And I offer up the silver Ishtar star, asking that it be purified and blessed, and my magical staff. And I also offer up my fun little happy birthday wizard's hat, and you'll see me wearing it in the October newsletter, celebrating my personal rebirth. And as the smoke rises, and as the flame burns, we know that Mama Universe purifies and blesses our realities on multiple planes of existence. And into that purification, we turn to the East, and we call the creative fire of the East, and to our crossroads of light, saying, "Welcome, East." And then we reach toward the West, the air, the quality of wisdom, and we say, "Welcome, West."
Welcome, West.
And we reach to the great north, the water of life, healing, and creativity, and say, "Welcome, north."
Welcome, north.
And we reach to the great south, the earth and the treasuries, and say, "Welcome, south. Welcome, sky above. Welcome, earth below." And we know that we have created a living crossroads of energy that's positive, that is constructive, and into the center of this crossroads we light the fire of illumination. We light the light. Let there be light, love, peace, and joy for you and me and our friends and family. So, hope you have your prayer ready. If you don't, write her on down. And my dog sense a disturbance outside. They're running outside to be the great security dogs they are, and we appreciate their psychic and their spiritual and their physical protectiveness. So let us focus together. Lend me your minds, for we are all magical minds. And put your energy into the circle and feel the energy of Mother Nature, by all of her many names, filling our circle with light. And I'm going to offer up a affirmation. Spirit of the great white light, burn away our psychic night. Let us feel your loving care. Bring us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tool. Let fulfillment be the rule, that to all will be a light, saving others from the night. And now, we're going to hold up our water, and we're going to chant the chant that is in our newsletter. And you can chant it with me or internally, or you can just listen. But as we do these chants, since we are an eclectic organization and the lab promotes no dogma but does follow the tradition of Al Manning's writings, we allow each person to personalize their prayers, make it more real for them. So the original chant is with Rama and Agni. Rama, the divine personality that was the demon slayer in Hindu mythology or the Hindu religion, with Agni being one of the oldest names of fire and the Lord of Fire in the Hindu tradition. So we're going to say Rama Agni, but if you would prefer to say higher power, Mother Nature, Holy Spirit, God Almighty, Madre Grande, do what you will. And now I'm going to hold up this chalice, and I'm going to say, Rama Agni, send the light to me and we. Rama Agni, send electric blue to me and we. Heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, Madre Grande, higher power, God Almighty, send the light that sets us free. And I hold up this chalice to the Mother of Water and to the Mother of Life, to the Mama Universe, to Mother Nature, and say, Mama, please and thank you, fill this chalice full to overflowing with every chemical and mineral needed for our balance of body, mind, and spirit on seven planes of reality. Share with me this water of living life. I'm going to go put a drop in my dog's water bowl so that they may share the good energy. Thank you for your love, friendship, and help. And now we're ready to burn our prayers up. And my prayer has a little bit of Gnostic magic in it. The point of Gnostic magic is that you take a condition, a negative condition, and you reprogram it into a positive condition. So it is a form of alchemy. And so I am declaring on my piece of paper before I burn it, Abraxas, 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 thank you for reprogramming the negative energy of my past into my new good fortune. I accept good health, wealth, happiness, and peace of mind for myself and for all participating ESP Lab members. So now I'm going to offer this prayer into the flames, knowing that the constructive powers of the universe that are friendly towards me and are to us and to our ESP lab, we have a big picture of Al Manning watching, and we know he's here, and our merry spirits are here, and the light is here. And we know that as the paper burns, that Mama Universe hears our requests and abundantly fulfills them. We're burning some more prayers now. Let there be light. Let there be a complete manifestation of all positive requests in the ESP lab. And now, just to keep it simple, we are seeing the smoke rise, and we know that Mama Universe is aware of our needs and our wants more than we ever could be, and that she abundantly fulfills them, all our positive requests, in the best possible light with beautiful, loving manifestation. And that is really a key to the magic that we practice. It is based on love. That is the foundation. And that love we can tune in as we see the birds. I have all kinds of birds here at the lab headquarters. We feed them and plant for them, and they have more than pears and grapes, and we have doves that live here. And so we thank all the creative spirits of the light for being with us, for loving us, for being centered in the perfect peace and love of the light, knowing everything else is fleeting, transitory illusion. So now we will reach up to the great sky above us and pull the infinity of the blue light into our being, to the very core of our being, saying, the sky spirits love me. Then reach down to earth beneath your feet and pull that vast treasury into your being with complete supplies of everything that is needed and more. And then reach out to all life everywhere and pull the creative spark of life into your being, saying, all life loves me. And then give yourself a little squeeze and say, and I love me.
I love.
It is done in togetherness, finished in togetherness, for we have set it in togetherness with Mother Nature and the creative sparks of life and light with Abraxas and company, and it is so. So mote it be. So now, we thank you for coming. We bless you. We encourage you to have a fantastic fall. Harvest the best. Leave the rest. We're going to stop our recording now, but I will come back and answer some questions or listen to some comments. So I'll be right back.